Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. I forgot to edit the intro. I probably wouldn't have done it anyway. I'm just noticing it now. It said bedroom studios, but we're not in a bedroom, guys. We're in an entirely new place. This is, I'm just going to go ahead and reveal the location, because who cares? Oceanside. What? You can say stuff, you know. You don't want to? Hello? Your mic is on, though.
Nope. Just don't say exactly where we are.
I'm not saying the address. I'm just saying it's Oceanside, Oregon.
Okay.
Okay. Which is technically part of Tillamook, I guess. But I don't know specifics or whatever. We went on an awesome vacation, and I'm recording this in a beach house. I originally wanted to do this on the back deck so everyone could hear the ocean, but I guess we're not into the whole ambient noise thing. Also, it's pitch black outside.
Yeah,
we'll just have this light noise going on in the background. Feel reassured or sleepy, whatever the ocean does to you. It's all natural. You can't call us.
You can open the door.
Do you think that would... I don't know if it would pick it up.
I don't know.
I'm going to try it, sure. I think. If I go to open the door, you have to fill for time.
Is your umbilical cord long enough?
That's fine.
No, it is definitely not.
Oh.
These are very small microphones. And speaking of microphones, the other person who's been primarily talking is sitting across from me. That's my dad. Because Drew and Andrew and everybody are not...
They're not here.
They could not come on this wonderful vacation with us. But my... my dad is at least 80% of the reason why this show is possible, or at least why it sounds as good as it is, because a lot of this equipment was a very big birthday present. So
talent always needs good funding.
Mm-hmm. So once again, thank you very much for all this very nice and shiny things. I've had to replace some stuff recently, actually. Did I tell you about the stuff that was breaking in here?
Well, that little box broke.
Yeah, that was... Well, you knew about that one, but then the other one that happened was one of the microphone cables wasn't working. You could only hear stuff out of the right channel, so I had to just get a whole new cable.
Makes you lean to the left a lot.
Yeah, just a bit. You had to go to the left, and then the sounds would even out, and everything was fine. And then the other person is Lindsay.
Yeah, the other 0.2% that contributed to the show so far.
0.2. Well, this is the first time I think you're going to be here for a whole episode. Is that true, or did you do one before?
I have been in at least two episodes before.
Not counting the one where we met, right?
No.
Okay. Got it, because you almost hit me
with
a notebook.
Ben, Drew, and Andrew were present as well.
Right. You never got to meet Jared, though. Oh, no, you did.
I've met all your friends.
It wasn't on the show, though.
All of his friends?
All of them, yeah.
They were all in one room.
We can fit them all in one room and record them in the same file.
That's not bad.
It's really convenient. Okay. No, really, that's just the way that you know that you have good friends. If you can fit them all in one room and count them on all in one hand, that's supposed to be like the amount of true friends that you have.
When you have people driving hours to be on the show.
Yes, that's
good
right.
Good sign.
Yeah.
Andrew, definitely a good sign.
Andrew does that. Does Jared do that? No.
Well,
but he's also in Texas, so
yeah, he's owned. You know, the government owns him. So,
government owns Andrew too. I mean, it's not
not on weekends.
Oh, apparently not. No, weekends he's free, but the other 5 days out of the week he's an indentured servant to the Navy.
Yes,
I guess. Still not sure.
Contractually what obligated.
They prefer to say that rather than indentured servant, I guess.
I bet they do.
Good for them that they got their terms straight, because there's no way they'd want to give the wrong idea.
Contractually means they actually get paid. There's benefits.
Right. Although he made it sound as though he He tried to figure out how much he was getting paid per hour, and apparently it does actually come out to being less than minimum wage. But I don't know. That's not the right way to be doing a salary.
I don't think he took his benefits and medical coverage and all those other things.
Maybe not. He's getting a lot of stuff just given to him that way. Like he gets his own apartment.
Like a rock star?
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't think he gets Quaaludes for free.
Love you.
Take these things. Or groupies for free.
Get the what?
Groupies for free.
As far as I know, he couldn't get groupies before or after he got into the Navy.
No.
Not that I saw. But
no, I think groupies are when he puts a whole bunch of stuff in one hand to eat them at once.
That's
a groupie.
It's like a mixed bag of pills, and then you just toss them in, see what sticks, and figure out what happens to you for the rest of the night. And then you play hide and seek with your belongings the next day, figuring out, all right, what exactly happened last night?
I don't recommend that for anyone.
Have you taken part in such an activity?
No.
You seem like a spokesperson on this issue.
It just does not sound like a good idea to put a bunch of random pills in your mouth until you go loopy. No.
Well, actually, Andrew's taking a few pills right now, actually. He's got...
The tooth.
Yep, he got a tooth pulled, and he's got all the hydrocodone he could possibly ask for.
Did he get to keep the tooth?
I didn't ask him. Shoot, and there's no service out here, so...
You drill one hole right through it and put it on a necklace.
He has... Oh, you know what?
It's not a shark tooth, but he is a seal. So you can say it's a seal tooth.
Do seal teeth look human teeth? No, he's not.
He's a squid. It's a squid tooth.
Squid tooth. I think squid teeth are really similar to shark teeth.
Squids have teeth?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They get pulled every once in a while in dentist's office.
Seal tooth and squid tooth is what I'm Googling right now. Seal teeth, they look like dog teeth.
Yeah.
Mostly, just really pointy. Although some of them are shaped like W's, and they have multiple spikes in one actual tooth.
I don't know that squid have teeth.
Squid?
They have claws.
They have those long, I think, tentacles, and they have that, like, claws on the end or something.
But I don't think squids have teeth, though.
The giant squids have the teeth around the suckers.
Ooh.
So that counts, right?
Ooh, that's actually kind of scary.
It is. And they've been getting live video of them more and more recently because people are like, oh, we're never going to get live. Giant squid, you're never going to see one alive. It's like they're aliens or something. And then now there's actually video of them in the water attacking cameras and stuff. It's like, finally, people can stop worrying about what a mystery giant squid are because they're not that mysterious, really.
Yeah, you should definitely drill a hole through that and wear it as a necklace.
It'd be cool.
Squid tooth.
Although I wonder if it would clash with his other necklace, which I don't know if he has anymore. He has a necklace that he made out of a bullet, which apparently somehow that particular bullet almost killed him. Somehow, I think it got stuck in the barrel of one of his guns, and
he looked through the barrel and.
It could have gone that badly, but I think
I don't think he would have done that.
No, he's much more firearm capable than other people, such as myself. I still don't. I can't find I don't know any of the names for any parts of guns. I know trigger, barrel, and stock. The end. Nothing else really comes to mind. Maybe the hammer. That's part of it.
Hammer
of a gun.
What's the little thing called that actually like pokes the little dent in the back of the bullet? Pin, the firing pin.
I was gonna call it the piddle or something.
Piddle. I think firing pin.
I have no idea. I know. Oh, do you know what the dot is called above an I, like a lowercase I? It has a name.
Oh, you told me that before.
It's the dot.
No, it has an actual name.
It's got like a three syllable word. Attributed. It's called a tittle.
That's it.
It's the dot that goes over the eye. It's called the tittle. Fun fact of
really,
the day.
Really dumb.
But asterisk.
That's weird because that little like wavy line over ends in Spanish, aren't those called tildes?
Tildes.
Tildes.
Tilde. Ah. Tilde.
Tilde?
Tilde is the plural of tilde.
I thought Tilda was Mary Poppins' aunt.
No, that Tilda was one of the fairies in Beauty and the Beast, right?
There's or, no I mean, fairy.
Not Beauty and the Beast. Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty, yes.
Duh.
Yeah.
I think so.
Pink? Pink?
No.
Pink, blue, green?
I actually don't know if they had names.
None of their names are Tilda.
Do you know the names of the
Aunt Tilda,
fairies,
though? Aunt Tilda is a thing.
Definitely, and I will Google it. Do you know the Aunt names Tilda. Of any of the fairies in Sleeping Beauty?
It's been forever since I've watched that movie.
No, but nothing to... No, can you dig back into
they're
the...
They're all names of flowers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Apparently there is a character in Parks and Rec called Aunt Tilda Bird. I don't remember that at all, but I can't find any other major character that was Aunt Tilda.
Hmm.
So now we've got to write that. We got to come up with a sitcom where there is
Aunt Tilda
where there's an Aunt Tilda in the show somewhere. Maybe she's not a major character, but
she'll be Spanish though.
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Because her name will be like Enseñata.
It's got like three of the actual Tildas in her name.
Yeah, there'll have to be lots of Tildas in her name, or Aunt Tilda.
Oh, man.
It's Aunt Matilda. See, I'm thinking Matilda.
Oh.
Yeah, every time you say Tilda, I was going to say it reminds me of Matilda.
Yeah, it's Matilda, not Tilda.
Okay, Aunt Matilda is from The Muppets, apparently.
Nice.
What? Aunt Matilda is Bert's aunt, who has been mentioned in several Ernie and Bert sketches.
Oh.
Which I'm
Wait, you said Muppet Show. You mean Sesame Street.
It says, I'm on the Muppet Wiki, though.
You said Bert and Ernie, didn't you?
Yeah. Apparently, they count as Muppets.
What?
Sesame Street. We've talked about this on the show before, but I wasn't sure if they actually counted as Muppets.
Oh, they're Muppets. I'm thinking Muppet Show.
No, this isn't Muppet Show. It's just Muppets in general. Muppets. They've moved into different parts of America. They've got their own street. They got their own show.
That's right.
Muppets are everywhere, man.
That's right.
Muppets
are fun.
Yeah. And apparently, I feel a bit weird calling the Ernie and Bert segments on Sesame Street sketches. Because it sounds like they're an actual like sketch group, and they're writing the things that they're doing on the show.
I think they do. There's a script, isn't there?
There's a script, but I don't think they're writing it.
It's not like impromptu Muppetry.
Mm-mm.
That's actually really hard to do. Impromptu Muppetry?
I bet.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a puppet and a Muppet again?
Puppet?
A puppet, I think, is... No, that's a marionette. Marionette is strings.
Still counts as a puppet, though.
Are they all puppets?
I think puppet is just an all-encompassing term for Muppets, marionettes, sock puppets, anything that is controlled off-screen by human hands is a puppet.
So my hand motions right now, I'm actually controlling you.
The hand motions that no one in the
right,
listening can see.
I'm actually, my hand motions are, I'm actually helping you crack your knuckles right now. I'm these little...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, these little pinky things.
Right now I'm taking a drink of water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tilt a little bottle up. There you go.
Clunk.
Yep. So I'm doing my marionette little hand motions right here, right now.
That's marionette actions. But a Muppet, I think, is just it's like a sub segment of puppets, where it's they're mid size, like toddler sized. You still put a hand up in them, but their hands are independently controlled by strings. I think that's a Muppet specifically.
Rods.
Bleh.
Ooh,
very, very stiff strings.
Careful. You're messing with
the Muppet Master.
I know some things about puppets and Muppets.
Were you on the set of the Muppet Show?
No, but I have had my hand up the back of a few.
Like Kermit?
That sounds so wrong.
Or those.
Which Muppets?
No, it was something for a church program that I did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and that was pretty impromptu.
Yeah, you had to improvise like the story of how Jesus was born or something.
I don't know.
Or the Good Samaritan.
It was some loose story. We knew what we were going to talk about, but we were kind of like crouched down behind the pulpit with our hands up like this. And most people actually, I don't know if you know this, but most people when they talk, they close their hand when they talk.
Yeah. You got to figure
out. You need to actually open your hand. When you say the words.
It's a very reverse way of thinking.
But most people think you close your hands and it looks really weird if you're
This is a pro tip for all aspiring puppeteers out there that might be listening.
Or Muppeteers.
Or Muppeteers, yeah.
Oh, marionettes don't talk, I don't think.
Ever? There's marionettes that talk. Does Pinocchio count as a marionette?
Well, yeah, Pinocchio would have been a marionette.
The style in which he was constructed suggests to me he was a marionette.
Yeah, I think they just need a string attached to that jaw.
Do marionettes talk? Marionettes talk.
Well, that would be horror film. So marionettes Chucky is absolutely not a marionette. Do not talk.
Chucky However, isn't a marionette. He's a doll. And those are completely... Dolls were never meant to speak or move in any realistic way.
Mama!
Oh, well, that that was an experiment gone wrong. It probably shouldn't
have
happened.
They've made cows talk. You know, you got the little thing that turns over and it makes the moo sound, so.
That's not a doll, though. That's just a noisemaker.
Yeah, that's just the spinning wheel. And then whatever it lands on, that's the
No, no, no. They have this little box. It's like a little, it's a thing with a weight. And when you turn it over, it pushes air out and then it goes, and it makes noise, like.
Oh, I've never seen those.
Yeah.
They got one of those in the...
I'm talking some old school stuff here.
We're going back in the day.
We're climbing in that Wayback Machine. And
we're climbing in our DeLoreans going 88.
Let's all get in the hot tub, guys.
Here we
going
go.
Going back in time.
I'm going through somebody's blog spot here. The Language of Marionettes is the name of this article. So... Marionettes, their mouths don't actually move, but you can talk for them, just like an hi squeaky voice over here.
Oh, and you just make their head like bob up and down a little bit.
Yeah, but their mouths don't move, so they are kind of talking, but they just don't have.
So what's Pinocchio?
Dude, I don't know. I think he's
Disney.
Disney invented their own
morphed
their own phylum of puppets.
Yes, I think so. I can go with that. I'm fine.
All right. He might have been just an oversized nutcracker, you know, and then you make the nose come out, and then that it's just a reverse nutcracker.
Pinocchio's dad was
front.
A nutcracker.
Oh yeah, he was hardcore.
Yeah.
Watch Why out do you guy. Say that?
Not Geppetto. Geppetto wasn't his dad.
Oh.
But Pinocchio's dad. Yeah.
Total nutcracker.
Then who was Pinocchio's mom?
The little what's-her-face, the fairy lady.
What? This is not
she gave him life.
Yeah,
that's
but...
so true.
I don't know. What's-her-face? You know, she shows up.
She's just the blue angel.
She's just the blue fairy.
Oh, the blue fairy.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. I haven't seen Pinocchio in forever. I don't know.
Yeah. I've only seen it once, and I didn't like it that much.
Is it because of the whole donkey sequence?
It was a really dark movie.
That whole part was very strange because the whole idea they were letting these kids just partake in whatever they wanted to do, whether it was just
you don't do that, do you?
What? Whatever those kids were doing.
Whatever you want to do.
Sometimes I do stuff, but I don't know what that means.
Maybe I do.
I've got no idea. But they were letting the kids, like these kids go to this island and then they smoke all the cigars they want. And I think they might drink booze in that movie. I'm not sure. And
see, it was a very,
they just
very
do stuff.
Not,
do you have sand
it
in
should
your ears?
Not be a kid movie.
Do I have sand in my ears?
Yeah, I'm finding sand.
Not the left one.
We've been hanging out on the beach and we just got done having a bonfire. So that's why we're searching for sand in
my
ears.
My ears are bigger than yours though, because they've had like 20 years to grow more than yours. They never stop. These never stop. And well, I hope the other,
I wish my nose would stop growing. It's a little bit out there. I think
it's okay if it grows. It's just, you want it to grow in a particular direction
backwards.
If it grows left or grows right, it'll look weird in a while.
Yeah, just
stay growing in the right direction.
Just downward as my jaw lengthens.
Right. Yeah,
that's how I imagine it happening. But they let all these kids in go to this island, and they do the smoking, do the drinking, whatever. And then apparently that merits the owners of the island to give them donkey tails and ears, and just doom them to have these extra appendages for the rest of their lives is a sign that
it's 'cause
they're
jackasses.
It's still incredibly. It's still an incredibly cruel thing to do to children.
Yeah, but
I know that movie scarred me for life.
And you know what? Pinocchio got those things too. He didn't even do anything, and he never gets them taken away.
What I want to know is, where do the girls go?
Not to that island, apparently.
But what do they do on their island?
Tea parties, obviously.
What? No, no, no. Hold on. The guys are smoking and drinking. You think the girls are off having tea parties?
Well, it depends.
I don't know.
It depends. I don't know. It's an old movie. Girls didn't have much freedom as guys back then.
So they just weren't allowed to go to any island.
No, so that'd be the thing. So are they when they cut loose, is it a tea party? when the ladies totally go ruckus back then.
When they turn,
is it a tea party?
When they
I
turn
imagine
down
pole
for
dancing.
What? A pole dancing.
Well, we all
tea
imagine
party.
Pole dancing, Lindsay. That's a given. We all imagine it. But did it actually happen back then? I don't know if it did.
When was the pole dancing? When was pole dancing invented? Can I find this on Google? Let's find
sometime
out.
Sometime after the pole was invented.
Not long afterwards.
I'm betting not long after. Now, the trick is what kind of pole? And because I don't think you want to be on the wood pole dancing team.
Oh,
I don't think that's good. Splintering and such is not a good thing.
Okay. History.
Iron pole dancing?
In the 1920s, traveling circuses and sideshows would utilize pole dancing with a pole in the middle of a tent. Eventually, the pole dancing moved from tents to bars and combined with burlesque dance. The earliest recorded pole dance was in 1968 with a performance by Belle Jangles.
I was hoping it would be a woman.
Belle Jangles is a great name.
Belle what?
Belle Jangles.
Jangles.
Yeah.
Hmm.
At oh my god. This is the best. Belle Jangles at Mugwump Strip Club in Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah.
And you know everybody, Oregon, highest concentration of strip clubs.
Of course.
Weird.
Since the 80s, the dance pole has increasingly been incorporated into striptease routines and go-go dancing or lap dancing, first in Canada and then the United States. Thank you, Canada, for giving us more things like Howie Mandel and syrup.
Some of that bacon's good, too.
I guess it's okay on pizza if you put it with other meats.
It's a little watery, though. It does cause issue.
The Canadian bacon?
Yeah.
It's just ham. They had to give it a special name.
It is ham. Disney. It tries to take over the whole damn pizza.
That doesn't work.
I love Canadian bacon.
Whenever Canadian bacon's on the pizza, when I eat it, I think, you took over the whole damn pizza. I can't even taste the cheese, you damn pizza. You're damn ham. You're a ham.
I eat it and I see the Canadian bacon on it and go, why can't you be the real thing?
Why is it such?
Why can't you be like your brother?
See, I always think it came from small pigs. I always think the Canadian bacon, they have little tiny pigs in Canada. Do you not wonder?
The tiniest, most polite pigs wearing berets.
They're so small. They're only like 3 inches around. They're so cute.
That's not even a teacup pig at that point.
I don't
know
what
it is.
That's
like a thimble pig.
The sandwich I had today, the ham
mm-hmm.
that was cut from it, I mean, that's like a good-sized piece of ham. I mean, it's like six by 4 inches, and I just wrap this Canadian bacon.
That's just
so small.
That's just a center cut of the pig, isn't it?
Wait, like center cut of the pig. Now
like,
I'm worried.
Like they just take they cut the head off of the pig.
The
and
middle
then
of the pig. We're gonna have to figure out where the middle of the pig.
So like at the head stump, they just slice off from there, and that's a piece of ham.
So down the spinal cord. What do we? That's no. Where is a center cut of pig?
It was there. It's cutting down the center of the pig.
I don't know. I don't want to eat Canadian bacon anymore. I know a Canadian. I'm going to have to ask
you to
them.
Eat Canadian bacon tomorrow. This conversation wouldn't ruin it for you.
I'm going to have to ask what part of the pig that bacon is from. I'm going to ask a real Canadian, too.
It's probably just the same as where
French Canadian
normal ham comes from. Do they have a special authority on where the bacon their bacon comes from?
I have
from?
No idea.
Hmm.
They all probably put in their taxes, probably all go to some sort of fund for Canadian bacon, just like their their healthcare.
If that's where the bacon comes from, where's the beef? I just want to know.
You're not a woman or old enough to ask that question.
I got to be a lady to ask that question?
Yeah.
Because that was a Wendy's ad originally, wasn't it? Oh.
I bet if you, go ahead. It's going to be some old white-haired lady saying, "Where's the beef?"
Is that who said it originally? I thought it was just a bunch of people asking the same question in that commercial.
No, I just think the famous commercial is the old white-haired lady.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But I can't believe it took us 156 shows to learn about the history of pole dancing. But
did you think in that show one, two?
I thought it would have been done at least 40 episodes ago.
Like at least 40.
At least 40, because it's taken us... We like to cover a wide range of topics here. So I like to think we just touch on everything. Eventually.
And Renee,
I just
can't Renee believe... does his little pole dance when he says that, too.
What's...
Touch on everything. He
I'm
does
not
a little
even
gyration.
Doing... Like I he's... have no pole to do, so that's why it's extra awkward and white. I have no frame of reference here. No.
Most people actually do not care about the history of pole dancing. They're more concerned
why
about
not?
The present of it.
Oh, well, I like to know a little bit of history about everything.
So you can inform the ladies?
Sure.
Do you know where that pole came from?
Do you know where your profession originated? Right here in the state of Oregon.
So do you
That's
actually...
right.
So what was the first pole made from?
It does not
candy
tell
canes.
Me. It just says it was... that wouldn't end well.
What?
I don't think...
That'd be sticky.
Yeah, they just get stuck to it.
The place would smell good.
That's what counts.
Yeah.
But then everybody's got stripes on them, and then you got, like, skirts stuck to the top of the pole.
Yeah, but when the lady licks the pole, it seems more appropriate because it's a candy cane.
Yeah, but they still got to dance on it, though. Imagine all the other people that were rubbing up on it before they licked that pole. It's why you don't smell a dollar bill. It's kind of for the same reason,
right?
Because it's been in a great many places before, and you don't really want to experience that.
So I'm actually
you should
real...
talk about your George dollar. It's gone from Seattle
oh, where's George?
To Oregon.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
still tracking a dollar?
When we went to the cheese factory at the beginning of the week, I got a "Where's George" dollar from Mom.
Yeah,
actually, because she got to just change it, but she gave it to me because I always enter those into the. Into wheresgeorge.com. It's super fun.
It still exists. I can't believe it.
I don't think it's ever going away. It's an ongoing project of tracking where America's currency is traveling.
I'm surprised there's not a website called Where the Poop Is My Money?
And then it just shows you the constantly growing numbers of our defense budget.
Well, no, I'd want to track my...
Oh, the real money.
Yeah.
Okay, like where your taxes are actually going.
Yeah. No, I want to know where my money goes.
Well, then they'd
but
have to put...
Where's George?
They'd have to put RFID chips in all the money, and I don't think people would like that very much. But I know I wouldn't.
Not at all.
Nobody would like it ever?
Ever.
Yeah.
None.
No, definitely
nobody.
But wheresgeorge.com, you get a dollar bill, and you type in the serial number, and then... It'll tell you where the dollar bill has been before, and then it adds your location to that daisy chain of locations that the dollar bill has been to. And the one that we got is changed from the cheese factory. It didn't have a very exciting life.
No.
It went from Seattle.
It's dead?
It was, yeah. It
died.
Sadly, George is no longer with us. We had to send him to the piggy bank in the sky. But it managed to get from
rest in peace, George.
It went from Seattle to here in about a year and 14 days.
Ew.
Yeah, it didn't. It was boring. I've had much more exciting ones that came from like New Mexico. That was pretty neat. That was exciting, but. I don't know if I can go back and check my history for Where's George. I probably I probably can, but it's not the best designed website. It, like, their loading bars are just animated GIFs of green dots moving across a rectangle. That's a loading bar.
Should be George Washington doing a pole dance.
Wouldn't that be great? Just everything goes full circle
with his wooden teeth out.
And then, like, a little talking box of George saying, "Come find me."
Or maybe him chopping down a cherry tree.
Ooh, wait. Good. No, no, no. Oh, he's chopping. Okay, so it's all one big animated GIF of him chopping down the tree and then whittling it down into the world's first stripper pole and putting that in the middle of Congress and just doing his thing.
That is a long loading bar.
It's got to go into Oregon because that was the place of the first.
Oregon wasn't a state when George Washington was alive. It wasn't even.
So it doesn't make. You can't have the stripper pole in there then.
Darn
it.
Okay. Lame. Well, I mean, I didn't even read the whole article, but.
Hey, was he on his own money?
When he was alive?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
No?
I don't think there's ever.
Who do you put on the money when you're the first president?
We didn't have currency then. I think we just traded.
No, I think there was some money. Because there was Confederate dollars. So before, there was actually the U.S. There was Confederate dollars. So
who
you stick on the money?
There was...
when you're the first president, you go, hey, so here's what we're going to do.
So the first $1 bill wasn't made until 1863.
What?
There was no $1 bill until then.
Well, no, that's because there were little... Yeah, but you had pennies.
You should look up what was the currency.
Oh, you wanted coins and stuff?
Well, yeah. I think George Washington was on the first money that was made, I bet.
What's the currency for before dollars in America?
Before dollars? Man, I don't know.
Well, your dad said it was federal cash.
What?
Hello?
No, there was no, I don't think federal existed when George was a...
Okay, so there was actually, there was a period of confusion.
No, really?
At one point, because...
when we became a country, there was confusion?
No. There was a point in time where different states had different kinds of money according to their state. So there wasn't a national standard for currency. Like, Georgia dollars would be different from Massachusetts dollars.
You're not leaving the state. That's what that means.
Pretty much. Or you just get confused with...
Let's go on vacation up in Virginia. Well, wait a minute.
Let's see. So it's...
we don't have any money.
1775, the United States and individual states began using continental currency denominated in Spanish dollars. And what is this symbol? I don't know. The dollar was valued relative to the state's currencies at the following rates. So Georgia, it's got value of dollar in state currency. No. So it was five shillings.
No, so what's the picture on the money?
Let's see. I'm looking at...
Whose head is it?
There's no one on here.
What does it say? It's just $0.05.
It doesn't have to have a person's face on there. It could just be a symbol, and I think it is just a symbol.
Oh.
It's just like it's a rectangular piece of paper, and it says one-third of a dollar according to a resolution of Congress passed at Philadelphia, February 17, 1776.
A third of a dollar. No mathematicians were used in...
No, they...
A third. What?
Nobody was that great with math back then.
You can't make the dollar bill long enough to have all the decimal places for that.
Nope, you can't have an infinitely sized dollar bill.
Impartial fraction.
Yeah, if
you ever played Jeopardy and you're asked, "Did a third of a dollar ever exist in America?" The answer is true.
Yeah. So hey, 0.99999 repeating. Does it equal one? Or no?
Sure.
Okay.
In certain circumstances, I would say yes.
Pop quiz. What was the first guy's face on the first $1 bill? Like the first real $1 bill. There's no way you're gonna get this. It's just like a fun fact segment at this point.
I give up.
It was a person. Okay.
person. Some, you said who?
Salmon P. Chase, Secretary of the Treasury under President Abraham Lincoln. When they did the first $1 bill in 1863. Hmm. So yay, we try to be educational here. Is it working? Yes, we're doing pretty good, I think.
So I do have a question.
Yeah.
So if you had the opportunity to spend Christmas on the isthmus of Mithbit Poiv, would you do it?
Absolutely.
I've had that stuck in my head since we talked about isthmus earlier. Somehow, Mithbit Poiv got stuck in my head, and I thought, the Christmas on the isthmus of Mithbit Poiv.
You just had to get that out there.
Because it's an island.
Yeah.
The island of Mithbit Poiv, but...
What is an isthmus again?
I still don't know what an isthmus exactly is.
Let's go to the internet. And isthmus.
I know what an atoll is. An atoll is the, you know, the
moonish
crescent-shaped kind of island, right?
I pronounce that an atoll.
Atoll.
Like Bikini Atoll.
Atoll, yeah.
That's just a circle in the middle of an ocean. And it's got like a little bit
of an opening. But
yeah.
I don't know. But we're talking isthmus.
Okay, so an isthmus is a narrow strip of land connecting two larger land areas, usually with water on either side.
Mm.
Okay, so that would be like what's happening down in, like, Panama is, the entirety of Panama is technically an isthmus.
But not a peninsula,
no sir.
What's the difference between a peninsula and an isthmus?
A peninsula doesn't connect to a second body of land. It's just attached to one body. Well, it doesn't.
Oh, an isthmus connects two bodies of land.
That's correct.
Aha.
You see now?
So it's a lake?
No, it's not. It's
like a land bridge. Yes?
Certainly.
An isthmus is like a land bridge.
An atoll is a ring, though. It doesn't have an opening. I just checked that. If it was like a crescent shape, I don't know what that would be. But yeah, that's how I know that, because a Bikini Atoll, where they were blowing up atomic bombs for fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
So if you spent a Christmas on the isthmus of So if you spent a Christmas on the isthmus of Mithbit Poiv, what toy would you be?
Is this a serious question?
I don't know if any questions are serious. However, you can answer the question.
Not on this though, certainly.
Polka dot elephant?
Tolly in the box, possibly.
A Tolly in the box.
Tolly in the box.
I'd be the elephant.
No one wants a Tolly in the box.
Nobody wants to play with a Charlie in the box.
I mean, how is... Okay, let's address the dilemma of the Charlie in the
box.
I'm
a train with square wheels.
How is the kid going to know that its name is Charlie? Does it say on his box anywhere? No.
Did you not see that toy talks?
Those toys are not supposed to talk to the kids.
I don't think all toys talk.
No.
I think part of the reason they're there is because they talk.
Oh. Like,
hey,
that.
We made a toy. Oh, crap, it talks.
I'm a toy that talks that happens to have square wheels, and I'm a train. So I'm completely useless in all ways.
Maybe they get the ability to talk when they hit the island.
Oh, yeah. So when they get delivered to the kid, they lose the ability, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, then how is the kid supposed to know that it's named Charlie?
Did you look on the box? I don't know.
There's nothing on the box. It's just a standard. It looks exactly like a Jack in the Box. No distinguishing features indicating that it's a Charlie in the Box.
Charlie in the Box. I have no idea.
There's no way that the kid can know. Like, the only way that could happen is if the kid names it Charlie, and then somehow that merits the Charlie in the Box to get sent away from the child back to the island, wondering where his life went.
Damn you, Santa. Sending my kid a Charlie in the Box.
You made the kid give the wrong impression of my face. He thinks I'm a Charlie. Why didn't you make me look like a Jack?
Charlie!
He has no idea.
What was wrong with the elephant with polka dots?
Polka dots?
The problem's right there.
Oh. You said it already.
The problem's really an elephant.
And it's white. It's a white elephant.
In the room.
Oh, yeah. No one wants a white elephant.
A white elephant in the room with pink polka dots?
Yeah.
Pink?
They were just on his cheeks, though.
No.
Were they not? Hang on.
No, I think all over.
Elephant.
Nobody wants a white elephant, though, because they're useless and they cost a lot of money. And they're very difficult to take care of.
They're all over.
Yeah, he had polka dots everywhere. I forgot. Yeah. Although, man, I would so want a squirt gun that squirts jelly.
Grape jelly.
Why is that? Not, I don't think that's grape, though.
They should.
Doesn't look grape to me. It looks like a strawberry.
Well, he said grape.
It's a cartoon.
No, he doesn't address the kind of jelly that he's. No, he doesn't.
Grape jelly.
What about a water gun that squirts jelly? He doesn't say.
It's not grape?
No, he doesn't say grape. He doesn't say strawberry, but it looks like strawberry to me. Oh. Hmm. I think they just picked whatever they had lying
around.
Kids
would love that.
Oh, yeah. The parents wouldn't. The parents would hate it.
So if you're going to sell that, do you sell a peanut butter gun too?
It's got to melt the peanut butter, right?
Too thick.
No, we could figure out the thick. But is it a good thing to have two guns, one peanut butter, one jelly, or one gun?
And then one you can make peanut butter and jellies.
Yeah, you just boom, boom. You just shoot, bam, 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 bam.
But I think
that'd be great for the parents when making lunches for their kids.
I like the other option of the double barrel shotgun that has peanut butter jelly, one on each piece of bread immediately.
Oh,
bam,
instant
sandwich.
Peanut butter on one, jelly on the other. Boom.
Yeah,
nice.
That's a great idea. Hmm. Although I have no idea how that would work.
The bread wouldn't make it.
No, it wouldn't.
I think you'd have holes where you're supposed to have bread. Oh, no, actually.
You're making Uncrustables, right? Because if you hit it just right, it would just be like a high-velocity peanut butter and jelly patty hitting the center of the piece of bread, and it would just cut out a hole in the piece of bread, and the rest of it would still be attached to each other. So just leave the crust behind, and you have an Uncrustable sandwich, and you just stick those together, and everything's good. I know I tipped the water bottle over, but it's empty.
Yeah, that's not a can of Coke either.
It is not. I spilled Coke on my laptop live on the air. Go back 2 episodes, and you'll find that.
Laptop still lives.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I just had to replace the keyboard. Totally threw away the other one, by the way. I decided not to poke at it.
You didn't?
No. It's a lot. It's a lost cause. Plus, I'm pretty sure I knew what the issue was. It was definitely one of the arrow keys. And one of the membranes was kind of lifting off of it.
Mm.
So I think it just worked its way in there. And I wasn't going to try and
keyboards have membranes?
Yeah, they got membranes in them. It's the part right underneath the key. It's this squishy rubber dome, and when you push it down, it counts as a keystroke.
All good things have membranes in them.
That's right. Human, animal cells.
I said membranes.
Membranes? What? I didn't pick up on that.
Right.
I don't authorize this.
That's very subtle.
It was. I can't pick up on the subtle stuff, especially when it's, I don't know, look at the time, it's 11.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the end of the show. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's late. And when the show goes late, it always gets fun. Mostly due to sleep deprivation.
I'm scared.
Not that kind of fun where I go get a kitchen knife and wave it around in front of my face. We're not doing that.
I never said kitchen knife scared.
I didn't either. What?
We used a kitchen knife to split wood tonight.
We did, yeah. Why is that one so special?
It was red. It just stuck out.
Oh, it was just the first one you go ahead and grab.
Stuck out.
Stuck out.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant.
The knives stuck. Here are actually...
Stuck. No. Stuck is the past tense of stuck. Wait.
Stood. It stood out.
Stood. Thank you very much. Stood out. We stood out.
Basic words fail us at this time. The knives here actually aren't that bad. This house in general is not that bad, except some of the faucets, when you turn them on, it makes the... It kind of wakes up everybody. Why does that happen? Do you know the science behind that?
I thought it was just the hose outside.
The outside? It's the anti-siphon sucks. It's an anti-siphon valve.
Anti-siphon.
Yeah.
So, what?
Yep. It's sort of self-explanatory. It doesn't siphon.
Why would it want to siphon? It's a hose.
That's exactly why it would want to siphon.
Is it so people won't steal water from the house?
No, it's what? So water won't drain through the hose when you don't want it to.
Oh.
If there was no anti-siphon valve, it would just continue to suck water through the hose.
Okay.
Yeah. And it creates an air break. So it actually creates an air break, so water will drain out of the hose, so there's no water in the hose.
Because you don't want it dribbling out at the end of it to cause a mess or something?
No, you don't want no water in the hose.
So it won't freeze?
Right.
That's a big issue in August. Yeah.
You're on the coast.
You got to watch out for those freezing hoses. It's a big deal. Make sure you go outside and take a hair dryer to all your faucets because, boy, it's a big problem we're having right now. All this fog, it's gonna freeze on it and collect around it. What are we gonna do? We need to get oven mitts for our faucets to keep them warm.
This isn't our house.
Oven mitts.
Oh, right. So we won't worry about it. That's a very good point. I don't feel like knitting very small sweaters for all of our faucets either. One, because I don't know how to knit. And two, I have this vague feeling that it might not be very effective. But I'm not an expert
knitting
in this field. Knitting small sweaters for our faucets. Might not work so well.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Because I got to learn how to knit first.
I don't think there's any market for knit sweaters for faucets.
None at all?
No.
There's a market for kitten mittens. I'm pretty sure there's a market for faucet sweaters.
Well, kittens are alive and faucets don't talk. They're not alive, Renee. Like your computer, it's a machine, not a human, so don't give it human qualities like membranes.
Like, so I shouldn't give the faucet a sweater because I'm giving it a human attribute?
Yeah.
I'm not giving it a human attribute. I'm preventing...
You're dressing it.
I'm preventing freezing of faucets.
They have those. They're just these big styrofoam cups.
Yeah, but these are styling.
Sweaters.
So... They're not.
Especially knit ones.
Since when?
This is Portland, and we are so hip. We have so many hipsters.
Is that being
wear
hip,
sweaters.
Though? Is it really being hip?
Yes.
Because the idea of the hipster is to try and promote, I believe, new ways of being stylish that aren't exactly conventional. Which is why you see, people riding around wearing lederhosen or whatever.
It's just long biking socks.
I can't tell the difference, honestly. Yeah. I mean, they might be special ordered from Germany, but they look fine on a bike. So whatever it takes to make those work. But my point is, hipsters are not trying to be hip. They're trying to be anti-hip. They're trying to reject what's popular and do their own thing.
That's right.
And in doing so, they go ahead and create their own new fashion trends that all of a sudden become mainstream, and then the entire idea they had in the first place is completely subverted and it doesn't work anymore.
See, I think we've had this conversation before, but I think I looked this up, and the definition of a hipster is like someone from an age, like a certain age in our like the 20s or something, and like those like are hipsters. And so I feel like,
so everyone in their 20s is a hipster?
You'd have to look it up. I feel like the definition of a hipster is so, I feel like no one knows exactly what it is, and it's used wrong a lot. But that people are so confused.
You know it when you see it, though.
Yeah.
Hipsters got so meta that there is no definition for hipsters anymore. They just went into this self-referential cycle that completely blurred the idea of what a hipster is, and it's completely enigmatic and amorphous. There's no set definition anymore. Hipster in contemporary, hipster parentheses contemporary subculture on Wikipedia. It's a term popularly used to denote an international subculture primarily consisting of white millennials living in urban areas. The subculture has been described as a mutating transatlantic melting pot of styles, tastes, and behaviors, and is broadly associated with indie and alternative music, a varied non-mainstream fashion sensibility, including vintage and thrift store-bought clothes, generally third-party independent political views, organic and artisanal foods, and alternative lifestyles. Hipsters are typically described as affluent or middle-class young bohemians who reside in gentrifying neighborhoods. That is the most specific I have ever decided to get about these guys.
I'm laughing my butt off. Like when you were like thrift shops, that just made me think of the song.
Oh man, I'm so sick of that. I'm sick of that dude that made that song.
Malcolm Moore?
Yeah, yes, I hate him now, and it's not even because I didn't like
Macklemore.
What's a Macklemore?
Macklemore. It's an artist, a pop artist.
Yeah.
That's why they call us Portland hipsters, because that whole definition you were going through, that just described Portland.
Yeah,
but... with the indie music, and we're just a melting mixed pot of different cultures and all that.
But to reiterate, Macklemore is not indie music.
Well, yeah, but Portland is.
I forget why we even brought that guy up.
Because people who buy from thrift shops in that sentence.
I'm sick of that guy because I've had to listen to his stuff over and over again, and I hate it now. You might know who I'm talking about.
Everyone who hears a song over and over again ends up hating that song.
No, but it's not even just because of that, but it's somebody that I work with who thinks that Macklemore is like the second coming of Christ with how often that he listens to this guy's full catalog, just constantly on a loop and reminiscing about the ideas that the songs are trying to put forth about his experiences and trying to attribute those to his own life experiences. I'm so sick and tired of it. I can't hear any more Macklemore. I am so done with it.
Does he play it out loud?
Yeah, all the time.
Like phone playing it out loud.
Yep.
You should get him just headphones.
Turn on yours.
The kind we're play your wearing.
Music. I've played my music. Yeah.
No louder it's, than his.
Well, I mean, we only have one set of speakers. Because he's got one of these. They're really cool, actually. It's a brand of speakers called Jawbone. It's like it's a rectangle that's maybe like 8 or 10 inches long. They're kind of expensive, but they're real good.
Bluetooth speakers, and you just set them down somewhere, get it connected, and it's really, really, really bassy. I do like that about them. They're much better than just taking your phone volume and putting that
Jawbone,
up all the
please
way.
Contact TGIF Radio Show for any promotional.
Can you be our first advertiser? Because we have no.
The music sucks, but Jawbone is awesome.
With all the crap we talk about on here, we've been doing free advertising for so many people on. It's like especially Amazon, mostly because I'm a lazy sack of crap, but.
Once you have a following, all the advertisements and all the companies will find you.
I keep waiting for that following and it's not here yet. I just keep passing out those business cards, hoping for the best. I should have given out some while I was out here. Although, I don't know when an opportunity was happening for that.
Just tape them to things.
To all the telephone poles.
Keep a box with tape.
Yeah.
Just tape them.
Leave them on people's desks.
Tacks and tape with cards.
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
I'd pass the business cards out at college because...
Even though they have my name on them? Because that's usually when you pass out a business card, it should have your name on it. If you're attached to that organization.
And you probably need more than...
You'd have to put not just your name, but everyone that's on the show, usually, like Drew.
Yeah, you need more internet friends.
Yeah, well, I got a fair amount of internet friends. And
more.
I need to make more friends on the internet?
There is some tipping point in the amount of friends, and all of a sudden, it'll just grow like crazy. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, once you get past, like, probably like 1,000 or something.
It's called viral marketing.
It'll just explode. Once you get past a certain number, it'll just grow crazy.
That'd be pretty great, but...
Where do you upload these videos to?
Not videos. Podcasts? That's not how... MP3s.
MP3s?
Yes.
Where do you upload them to?
Places. Right now...
iTunes.
Right now, I just put them on... Like, upload, or what do you mean?
You put them on iTunes, and...
I don't upload them to iTunes, though. Mm. iTunes gives them to you, but that's not where the files are. It's technical.
Well, I'm just saying you could create, like, a YouTube page, and, like, because people have gotten famous off YouTube for all their artistry... work. So
you're very generous by calling this artistry.
Well, it should be.
It's not artistry, it's entertainment.
Entertainment isn't a form of art.
Yeah, okay.
I smell like smoke.
That's art right there.
Do you smell
my
it?
Dad smells.
I was wondering if we were going to leave here smelling like a fire, and I do.
I smell like one.
We do. Yeah.
We did it.
Last night.
We did it.
We made it happen.
But there's kind of a big leap to be taking in this plan that you have of getting more people to listen. It's kind of hard to make friends on the internet. A lot of the people... Here's the thing about the internet. It's a big conglomeration of people communicating by text that hate reading.
I think it's just like dating. I think you just need to send out a bunch of friend requests like mad. And some people say, I don't know who that is. Yeah, I'll check it out.
I'm not really thinking Facebook.
The point is not to make friends. It's just to get your video out there and get people watching it. Once they start watching it, and if they like it, then they'll... just show it to your friends. Like, if I like your stuff, I'm going to show all your podcasts to all my friends. And
if you did this show naked, people would watch. Well, wait, maybe not.
Well, they wouldn't watch because we don't have video.
Well, you don't have enough women on the show, first of all. If you were going to do it naked, there's not enough women.
True.
If it was you naked, nobody would watch.
Technically, yeah. We could be naked right now and they'd never know.
Does anybody
know? No, I'm just saying, you need to do the show naked on video. We're not on video right now, so nobody knows how naked
we are.
That's
just called cam whoring.
That's just called like naked dating, like all those TV shows.
There's an
now.
Entire website based off of this already. It's called Chatterbait.
It's real.
Well, I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying people would watch if they're like, oh, wait, what is this? It's naked? I'll check that out.
It'd be an interesting gimmick, that's for sure. But we'd probably have to create a whole new... that would just be a whole new show by itself.
Yeah, you need substance. I believe you need substance. You need programming. You need
have
all
you
those things.
All those, all the new TV shows about being naked on TV? And one of them's Naked and Dating.
Boy, and they're just so endlessly entertaining.
And then one of them's like Surviving in the Wild Naked.
I have no interest in those shows at all, honestly. So I don't know how well that would translate to this format. Like that, because that's reality TV. And
you could be naked in every podcast, however.
Yeah. And if it's just me having a normal conversation, maybe that would be better, because it would be, at least it would be more real than what they're showing on the Discovery Channel right
now.
They
even block out the boobs and all the parts.
Oh, why would they do that, though?
Wait, you're going to block.
That's not the point.
You are going to block out my boobs when this goes on the internet.
Oh, of course.
You? Thank you. Yeah. I do not want my boobs on the internet.
I've already got the bar up.
Thank
they're
you.
They're called moobs for man boobs.
Go ahead and like.
Hey, now hold on a second. I've had my shirt on most of the week. I don't think you've seen any moobs.
Most of it. I've had mine on maybe half of the week. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFradio. We're also TGIF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and we want you to at TGIFradioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for RSS and iTunes are at TGIFradio.com. Anything you guys want to say before we shut this thing down? Words.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thank you for using the equipment.
Yeah, I'll keep using it until it burns out and dies. We're going to be back next week with who? I have no idea, but just get ready for anything. All
somebody
right?
famous, maybe.
Ooh, we have no idea. We really don't. That could happen, and we just don't know it yet.
We'll find somebody famous.
We'll try to.
Aunt Tilda.
We're emailing Morgan Freeman right now, also Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I really hope that we can get Willem Dafoe on here.
Ooh.
That'd be pretty great. Party on, everyone. We'll see you next week.